Let me read you some of the comments under a Post-Gazette column I wrote on the Cooper Kupp situation. We have the GMs out there who are very, very reluctant because they probably have their own, you know, these little charts these people have, draft pick, worth of draft pick charts. They feel like it would end the franchise because that's actually worth 3.4719-3654 draft picks in future years.
And, valuable.
Cost and everything else. I love Cooper, but age and injuries are an issue. I say no, says a man named Andy. But a man named Robert says, very good argument for Kupp. Using him correctly can keep him healthy. I say yes to that. I mean, listen, either he's healthy or he's not. He sure looked healthy in the opener, then he had a high ankle sprain. Let's see how he looks tomorrow night. I can tell you this, a lot of eyes will be on him. Let's go to the line, City Limits. Who we got?
Here is Mike, who wants to talk about Cooper Kupp.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Joe, I was taking your advice Monday, soaking up the wind, feeling good about it. But now, with this Cooper Kupp stuff, and this is the third wide receiver that's somehow on the market, it's bringing me back to the Killer Bees, and that Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin decided that they're watching an elite offense with elite playmakers, Hall of Famers, and that guys like Cody Sensabaugh on defense and others I can't think of right now were good enough to win. They didn't mortgage their future then and try to go for it. If they don't make a move like this, then I don't know what they're doing. T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, they're here to win now. Forget about the future. Go for it now. Cooper Kupp fits this offense perfect.
Well, here's the other piece to that. Here's the other piece to that. And you're preaching to the choir here. And it was very well said, I might add. Okay. You're not mortgaging the future. It's not a win at all cost measure because the Steelers have collected several really talented under 25 players. They've got a bunch of those from just the past two drafts. So, to me, that puts you in position even more where you can say to yourself, listen, we don't have to hold that second round pick at any cost. We've got a bunch of guys just from these past couple drafts, so we can make a move like this with less guilt and with less potential impact than we normally would. It's not like we're desperate to retain every single draft pick. We just made a bunch of them.
Yes, and I don't want to see T.J. Watt not play in a meaningful playoff game. He's done nothing in the playoffs because there's been no opportunities. The last playoff game he played in, I think, was what, the Chiefs game where he actually scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
But we still got blown out that game. They got to do something. They can't look at Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin. And speaking of mid-round picks, they got one that's holding Van Jefferson's jock strap right now. What are we doing?
Thank you, sir. What a nice man he was, huh? Why are you holding up two fingers?
We have a couple more very frustrated callers that want to see a trade occur.
Usually you just hold up one finger toward me, and it's not the we're number one sign. Go ahead.
When have I ever done that?
Figuratively, you have.
Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Joe, how you doing, man?
Good.
You know my saying, man. When it comes to the Pirates, those prospects are prospects, man. Those picks are just picks. Nobody knows if you're going to pick somebody in the second round, he's a stud. Listen, we can't keep holding Stan Pat, man. We got to make something happen. If you keep telling your team that you're trying to win a championship, you got to show them. You got to go get Cooper Kupp, man. I'm not worried about no second-round draft pick.
Me neither. Me neither right now.
Now,
they've made some very good second-round picks. They've gotten a lot of guys in the second round. Zach Frazier, Joey Porter, Pickens, Highsmith. They've made some great second-round picks. But then there's James Washington, Sean Davis, Senquez Gulson, you know.
Exactly.
Mike Adams, Jason.
Limus Sweed was a second-round pick.
So, it's... It's no guarantee.
He's a pro, Joe. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but he's a pro too, man. He's a pro. You're not going to have to worry about no on-field, no off-field stuff or none of that. But he's a pro.
Yes.
He's coming to work every day. He's working. Listen, I don't know what they keep waiting for. I woke up to this DeAndre Hopkins stuff. I almost threw up. Like, what are we doing? You can't keep telling your team and the fans that you're trying to win a championship, but you got one receiver. One receiver. You dumped all this money into the defense. When are we going to start paying attention to the offensive side of the ball?
Again, you're preaching to the choir, and that was very well said. Thank you, sir. And, you know, the concerns, other concerns expressed are, well, he's just a slot guy. No, he's not. Again, you can find on YouTube, just go look up Cooper Kupp routes Lions, whatever you want to Google, and there's a great video of every target he had among his 21 targets in the season opener. It didn't look like any two were alike to me. He just gets open. I don't care. I hear people say, well, Arthur Smith didn't use slot receivers that much or inside receivers when he was in Atlanta. I don't give a crap. Listen, the story's yet to be told on Arthur Smith, but early returns and his history tells me he's a smart guy. Any offensive coordinator worth his salt will find many ways to utilize Cooper freaking Kupp. So don't tell me the guy just stands there in the slot and because of Arthur Smith's history, well, this is a terrible move because what are you going to do? You know, he's got no real history with slot receivers, and that's all this guy does. And you got to give people a little more credit than that. He can run every route Van Jefferson can run or Connor Hayward or your running backs. Go watch the tape of that game. He's in motion a ton of the time. He's going down the seams, quick outs, way out to the boundaries, quick screens. Anything you like, this dude can do. He expressed, I think it was going into the 23 season, that he wanted to be more on the outside. I'm guessing he's capable of it. Have you all seen Cooper Kupp play? If you can't use him, then just fold the franchise, whatever franchise you might be. I mean, be serious with that crap. Anywho, Chris Hoke on the phone for an hour. Starting at 11, we'll ask him about Cooper Kupp. We'll ask him about many, many things. His thoughts on Russell Wilson. You can listen. Let me give you the injury report. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I mean, the injury we're all looking at now is Cooper Kupp. Has missed a couple games, maybe three, with a high ankle sprain, but is expected to play tomorrow night. Let's see what he looks like against the Vikings. That should be very, very interesting. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And we're also going to have the big boy, Mark Cabali, and get all his thoughts in the noon hour on this game and the Steelers' immediate future. He's never shy with an opinion. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevy, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 75 today with sunny skies. It's time for the General. General Patton, we like to call him Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It is indeed time for Starkey's Card of the Week, and it's brought to you by the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. That's where you go for your chance to win the card or cards of the week. Wonder Twin, do you have a guess at the card of the week?
I'm going to say Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby, based off their great performances last week. 500 goals, 1,600 points.
What a wonderful man you are. I'm going to say Russell Wilson, coming off his debut game. I think that's an obvious one, General, but you tell me, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. I'm on hold here. I'm all excited. We have such good content here. I have a primary card. I'm going to give you some secondary cards. I hope that's okay if we treat
Please.
Your listeners this
yes.
week. Primary, I know it's been 6.5 days. Geno goes over 500 goals, so we got a sweet card here. I got an autographed Sign of the Times SP Authentic Evgeny Malkin card to commemorate the 500 goals. That doesn't come around every day. However, We're going to throw in a Sid, 1,600 assists the same night.
Ooh.
Got to commemorate Russ, all the talk that's been on the network in the last week about Russ. Those of us that are 50 and over, how about I also throw in a Fernando Valenzuela card today?
Yeah.
Those that are 50 and over, remember that summer Fernando mania? That was ridiculous. And now you got me all worked up. I got to throw in a Cooper Kupp rookie card.
Holy bird follicles. We're going to have our own starting lineup here.
I hope that's a good. And you know what? Let's put a Chris Hoak card in to commemorate the 11 o'clock hour.
This is incredible.
Wow. The general's acting like Santa on Christmas morning.
God. Little Limits is roaming around his house opening presents here. Limits.
So many.
This is incredible. Can you repeat all that? What do we have here?
I can. We got primary card. This is the one that'll show up on the website. Go click away. Evgeny Malkin, Sign of the Times, SP Authentic Autograph Card from 2009. Features a certified autograph of Evgeny Malkin. We're going to throw in a Russ card, a Fernando card, a Cooper Kupp card, a Crosby to commemorate the 1,600 assists, and then a Chris Hoak to commemorate how great the 11 o'clock hour is going to be.
Oh, and speaking of that, very quickly here, General, we saw the Ohtani ball go for $4.392 million, his 50th home run ball. What is the holy grail out there of memorabilia right now? What does everybody want that hasn't yet been bought?
Well, the thing is with memorabilia is it's the iron striking while it's hot. Clearly, Ohtani piece of 50-50 memorabilia is awesome. I told you guys when you chimed in and asked me what I thought this would go for, two things. Number one, it shows you how hot sports memorabilia is. Number two, it shows you how out of whack the dollar is, right? That $4.5 million is something that's even achievable. You would think for that kind of number, it would be something Babe Ruth-ish, you know, the bat he hit the called shot with, something that's 100 years old. It's interesting. Ohtani draws in international bidders, which makes the bidding go higher. Holy grail. I still think things linked to the Jackie Robinson event.
Mm.
Changed the culture and tenor of sports. A uniform from Jackie Robinson, 1947, 48, circa, that would be, to me, like as good as it gets.
You're a wonderful man, General. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys have a great day.